It's harder to have flown than to have landed. I'm gonna be on my best this time. I mean for you, I mean for me, I mean for we.
Oh yes, it's 5 minutes to 11 o'clock. You're listening to The Daily here on 2SER. That was Mal Devisa with Contracts. Please negotiate my contract. Speaking of a man who is also on a contract, it's time to do lower grade sports.
Your sports team is vastly inferior.
Yes, the dulcet tones of Weird Al Yankovic is how we introduce our lower grade sports segment with producer Marco, where we look at some of the sports that don't often make the news as much as their first grade counterparts. And Marco is with me in the studio. G'day, mate.
G'day, Nelson.
How are you? Doing well?
Fantastic. Yourself?
I am doing well, except my North Sydney Bears had a pretty tough loss against East, the Roosters, on the weekend. I think it was 28-24. The Roosters won. They're also down our end of the ladder, which is the end of the ladder you want to be on. And I think our finals hopes are nearly gone.
Yeah, I feel sorry for your Bears.
Thank you, man. We're looking forward to 2027. I'm returning to Western Australia. Yippee!
But did you hear what's happened in Newcastle in the Hunter?
Well, that was a big game, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, they beat St. George Illawarra Dragons, my old man's side. Paul St. George.
Oh, no. Walk me through the game.
Well, what was interesting is that St. George was winning 12 in a row until this point. It came stumbling and Newcastle got the victory.
So St. George, they're running hot. They're thinking in the top three.
Correct, yeah. They're third place.
Third place. And Newcastle, they're languishing down the bottom of the table.
Yep.
And they got the win. Who played well?
Newcastle were the better team. Even though it was a tough contest at halftime, 6-0 to Newcastle, but ran away with it in the second half. And now Newcastle's 4 points clear off bottom place.
Oh, how good is that? Was your dad disappointed?
Of course he was very disappointed. He said they should have done a bit better.
So the Knights end up winning 4-1. Any standout players?
Well, the standout player was Fletcher Hunt, who's now in the first grade, but he's playing back in reserve grade due to players that are back for Newcastle in the first team. And I reckon he just was standout, even though we've got Connor Vodator playing at fullback for the next few games till the rest of the season, I would say. So, yeah.
Excellent. And we go now to round 28, the National Premier League Soccer or Football. This is the league below the A-League. Round 28 of the competition. Which game caught your eye?
Well, Blacktown City against Western Sydney Wanderers.
Okay.
Was the team I was keeping an eye on.
Yep. What happened?
Well, Western Sydney lost again, unfortunately, and they're still rock bottom and they lost 1-0 away from home.
All right, so walk us through their respective seasons so far.
So far, Western Sydney's unfortunately dead last, and they've got a negative goal difference of -23, while Blacktown City FC are in sixth place, and they need that win because they're nearly a positive goal difference, but they're on -1 at this stage.
Yeah, right. Okay. Any games you're looking forward to next week in the NPL?
Well, hopefully RPR can do another good performance, or Manconi, because Manconi will have a midweek game coming up, so we'll find it out next week, and it will be played, if I'm not mistaken, I think on Thursday, tomorrow,
yep,
or Friday, so yeah.
And who's leading that competition?
At the moment, we've got NSW Spirit.
Ooh, and how does the finals work in the NPL? Is it a top eight scenario?
Yeah, it's like a top eight scenario. And then coming October, we'll be having second divisions of A-League.
Okay.
So some of these NPL clubs will be playing second division.
Right, okay.
We don't know. We'll find out when we get towards October.
Very, very, very exciting, my friend. Unfortunately, I just keep looking back at this Bears scenario, and I think do we have a chance of making the eighth, the North Sydney Bears? I think we'd have to, a lot of games go in our favour.
They could, you never know.
I think I, as a long-suffering Bears fan, Marco, do have some sort of an idea, and my cautious optimism is going more towards cautiousness and likely disappointment. But I'm not going to cry on a Wednesday morning.
Yeah, be optimistic.
Have you got the tissues?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, Marco. I very much appreciate your time this morning.
You're welcome, Nelson, anytime.
No worries, Marco there with Lower Grade Sports. Time now for a bit of news. More music straight after this.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Laura Devoy. A review has found two embryo mix-ups at an Australian IVF provider were the result of human error. An independent review into Monash IVF has been completed.